Half time at White Hart Lane, it's Tottenham 1, Arsenal 0. Tottenham fans will go on and on about the wonder goal scored by Danny Rose, I think it is. But from an Arsenal point of view, again, you've got to look at the goalkeeper. Why did he punch it instead of catching it? And when you see the replay from behind, he's looking at it coming the whole way. Maybe he's expecting it to rise over the bar. Fair play to the Tottenham guy. It was a cracking shot, but Almunia, maybe I'm just being harsh, but I think he could have done better in both instances. Arsenal have had pretty much all the ball, lots of possession in and around the Tottenham box, but without creating too many chances. I suppose the best was a Rosicky ball into Bentner. He couldn't get it out from underneath his feet. Early on, Saul Campbell had a header which was cleared off the line by Suakoto. Lots of the ball, but not much penetration. Ibue and Rosicky not doing much wide. I don't know. We need to do better. Of course, we've lost Thomas Vermaelen as well with what looks like a pulled calf muscle. So that's probably him out for 3 weeks or the rest of the season or something like that. Sylvester is on in his place. We have options from the bench tonight. Let's not forget there's Eduardo, there's Van Persie, there's Theo Walcott on there as well. So there are attacking options if we need them. And I think we do need them. Whether Tottenham can keep up the pace for 90 minutes remains to be seen. They're going to give it a good go at home. They're going to try and hang on to this lead as much as possible. And with two fairly elderly centre-halves, they might fancy their chances of getting another one. Arsenal have got to press and really go for it. Otherwise, the title is over for another year. Come on, Arsenal.